Welcome everybody to the Omni Halloween extravaganza. Glad you could make it. You know, it was a Halloween night just like this, many, many years ago one night, when Colonel Forbin, who this song that I'm singing about, found himself climbing up the mountain in Gamehenge, trying to find the great knowledge of Aliculus. And he was doing this, as most of you know, because for those of you who don't, the place where he came from, Gamehenge, that you all know about, was in mass disrepair. Evil spirits had taken over Gamehenge, and here he was, climbing up this mountain. And as he climbed up the mountain, some strange things began to happen. He's climbing up, and he's like putting one hand up above the next and grabbing onto these kind of craggy rock outcroppings and coming up. And as he climbs up, the whole mountain starts to begin to shake underneath him and crumbling. So rocks are coming down all over his head. Tumbling down. Here's him tumbling down. Tumbling down rocks. And as you know, the rocks come like big, huge boulders coming until it leaving like holes in the mountain until the mountain actually starts to take the shape of the face of the great knowledge of Aliculus. What was really weird about this particular night is as he's climbing up and he sees the mountain starting to crumble beneath him, becoming the face of the great knowledge of Aliculus. He looks up into the face and he realizes that he's looking up into the giant face of David Byrne himself. And he starts to get scared and he looks up and he sees that David Byrne is wearing the big suit and the shoulders, rocks coming off. And David Byrne looks down at Colonel Forbin and he starts to do that weird dance that he used to do. And as he's doing it, with one flip of the hand, he accidentally hits Colonel Forbin and sends him flying up into the air. David Byrne finds himself, Colonel Forbin finds himself floating up in space, in the blackness, flung by David Byrne's hand, floating around in space in the stars. And as he flies up there, he figures, what am I going to do to get out of this? And so he suddenly remembers the famous mockingbird who's going to come flying out. And he thinks, I'll just grab onto the back of the famous mockingbird when he goes by. And then off in the distance, he sees the famous mockingbird coming towards him. And he thinks, I'm safe. I'm going to get on the back of the famous mockingbird and fly down to safety. And the famous mockingbird comes toward him to save him. And as it gets closer and closer, what he doesn't realize is that this famous mockingbird is a different famous mockingbird. And as he comes closer, he sees that he's the evil Halloween spirit famous mockingbird. The killing death famous mockingbird. The horrible famous mockingbird. And the mockingbird comes by and starts to peck out his eyes, pulling the eyeballs out of his body, leaving his body flinging through space. And then the mockingbird flies off towards Gamehenge with the eyeballs of Colonel Forbin, and he flies off into the distance, and he leaves the helping friendly book right where it is, because this is Halloween. We'll be right back.